And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Mozart. It's the day on which Dante was exiled from Florence and he began to write the Divine Comedy. Also the birthday of the man who created the periodic table of elements, the Russian chemist Dmitri Mendeleev, born in Siberia in 1834. Mozart, born in Salzburg, 1756, was composing music at the age of five. When he was just seven, his father took him and his sister Nannerl on a tour of Europe. It went on for 3 years. They played for kings and queens. And Mozart met Johann Christian Bach, the son of Johann Sebastian, who became his teacher briefly. Mozart was 13 when he and his father went to Italy. There he heard a performance of a choral piece by a composer named Gregorio Allegri, which had never been published, but after hearing it once, the 13-year-old Mozart was able to write out the entire 9-part choral piece from memory. He was a court musician in Salzburg for a time, but the archbishop was a difficult employer, and so Mozart left him and moved to Vienna, where he had to struggle to make a living, but he had more freedom as an artist, and where he died in poverty of unknown causes at the age of 35. Mozart, who wrote, "To win applause, one must write stuff so simple that a coachman might sing it, or so incomprehensible that it pleases simply because no sensible man can comprehend it." It was on this day, 1302, the Italian poet Dante Alighieri was exiled from Florence for his political beliefs and spent the next 2 decades wandering from place to place, estranged from his wife and children, living in poverty, and writing his great work, The Divine Comedy. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and Old Man River and The Way You Look Tonight, the composer Jerome Kern, New York City, 1885, worked with many different lyricists, Oscar Hammerstein II, P.G. Wodehouse, best known for the musical Showboat. Here's a poem for today by Edward Denby entitled Song. "I don't know anymore what it used to be before I saw you at table sitting across from me. All I can remember is I saw you look at me and I couldn't breathe and I hurt so bad I couldn't see. I couldn't see, but just your looking eyes and my ears was buzzing with a thumping noise and I was scared the way everything went rushing around like I was all alone, like I was going to drown. There wasn't nothing left except the light of your face. There might have been no people, there might have been no place, like as if a dream were to be stronger than thought and could walk into the sun and be stronger than aught. Then someone says something, and then you spoke, and I couldn't hardly answer up, but it sounded like a croak, so I just sat still, and nobody knew that since that happened, all of everything is you." Poem by Edward Denby, Song, from The Complete Poems, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.